Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the ninth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tetz Mishnah Gimel and Parak Tetz Mishnah Dalet as we continue to trek through the ninth parak, learning the halachos of Kilei Begadim, of Shatnez, of mixtures that are not allowed to be made in clothing. Says the Mishnah, Mitpechos Hayadayim, a hand towel. Mitpechos HaSefarim, or the cloths that were used to wrap the Sifrei Torah, the mantles around the Sifrei Torah. Mitpechos HaSfag, bath towels, towels that were used, that would be used to dry yourself after you take a shower or a bath. In all three of these cases, says the Tanna Kamma, Ein bahem mishum kilayim. There's no iser, there's no prohibition of wearing kilayim. So you want to have a hand towel or a bath towel. You want the little thing around the Sefer Torah to be made of wool and linen together. Says the Tanna Kamma, totally not a problem. And as the Bartanura points out, it makes sense because these are not things that you wear. You don't wear a towel. You don't wear this thing around the Sefer Torah. And therefore, if it's not clothing like we learned earlier, it's fine to be made out of shatnez. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and he prohibits a hand towel, the mantle of a Sefer Torah, and bath towels to be made of tzemer and fishnets to be made of wool and linen. Now, why does Rabbi Eliezer hold this way? And in fact, as the Bartanura says, we actually paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that these things cannot be made out of shatnez, cannot be made out of wool and linen. The Bartanura says that really people would often use these things to sometimes act as clothing. He says that when it came to the hand towel, sometimes people would warm their hand and wrap their hand in these towels. Or even the mantle, the cloth around the Sefer Torah. You're sitting in shul, the Torah is sitting on you, and you'd use the towel to warm your lap up if it's a cold in shul. Or even when it comes to bath towels. Certainly if you're taking a bath and all of a sudden you realize someone's there, oh my gosh, and people would wrap themselves up in a bath towel. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says that because there are cases, many situations when a person might clothe himself in any of these things, therefore they're not allowed to be made of wool and linen. And again, that's how we paskin, says the Bartanura. Finishes off the Mishnah, Umitpechos hasaparim, not svarim, Umitpechos hasaparim, the aprons that would be worn when you go to a barber. You know, when you go to a barber, they put an apron on you to make sure that the hair doesn't fall on your clothing and ruin your clothes. Says the Mishnah, Asuros mishum kilayim, that apron cannot have wool and linen together, as the Bartanura points out. Even the Tanna Kamma agrees that these aprons are not allowed to have wool and linen, because they're clearly being worn as begadim, they're clearly being worn as clothing, and therefore you can't have wool and linen together. Continuing now with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Tachriche Hameis, the shrouds that would be used to wrap a dead body in, U Mardas Shel Chamor, or a saddle that you would put on a donkey. In both of these cases, Ein Bahem Mishum Kilayim, there's no prohibition of kilayim. You can have shrouds of a wrapping or a dead body, can be made out of a wool and linen, and the saddle of on a donkey can also be made of wool and linen. Now when it comes to tachrich, when it comes to shrouds that we're wrapping a dead body, and so the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida that people who are deceased, the people who are no longer alive, are chavshi min ha-mitzvahs, they're free of mitzvahs, they can no longer perform mitzvahs, and therefore averos don't apply to them as well. So certainly you can wrap a dead body in shrouds that are made of shatnez. Interestingly, that's why the halacha is, when you go to a cemetery, for example, you should make sure to tuck in your tzitzis, because we have, Baruch Hashem, we have the amazing opportunity to wear tzitzis every single day, when unfortunately those who are deceased can no longer perform that mitzvah. It's called loeg larash. We're like mocking them. We're showing them, oh, look at the mitzvah that I can do. Look at the tzitzis that I can wear. And therefore, you should take your tzitzis in, tuck your tzitzis in, if you go to a cemetery. And when it comes to this saddle that you put on a donkey, why is that considered to not have the halacha of kilayim applied to it? So as the Bartanura says, that a cushion, like we learned earlier, a cushion, if it's made of kilayim that you're wearing, that you're sitting on, that you're going to touch, ideally you shouldn't have that made of kilayim, but this is hard. A cushion, says the Bartanura, is soft, but because the saddle is hard, and certainly you're not sitting on it for comfort, therefore it can be made of kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Lo yitin hamardas al kseifa, however, you shouldn't put this saddle on top of yourself, on top of your shoulder, afilu lehotzi aleha zevel, Even though the only reason why you're putting the saddle on top of your shoulder is to take out the manure, to put the manure on top of the saddle so that the manure doesn't rest on your shoulder and is on the saddle instead. But again, the whole point is that you don't really intend to wear it, but nonetheless, you shouldn't put it on your shoulder if it has kilayim in it. Quick review, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel taught us, machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar regarding a hand towel, the mantle of a Sefer Torah, and a bath towels, can they be made of kilayim or not? Ultimately, paskin like Rabbi Elazar, namely, you're not allowed to have these things made of kilayim. But everyone agrees that when it comes to the apron of a barber, certainly that cannot have wool and linen together. And then Perek Tes Mishnah Dal taught us about the shrouds around the dead body and the saddle on a donkey. And we said that in both of those cases, they can be made out of kilayim. They can be made out of wool and linen together, provided that he doesn't wear the saddle in a way that might make him comfortable. Have a great day.